Joey Barrett, the sports editor of the Daily Item in Lynn, is joining us here. Joey, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Here we are talking on a beautiful weekend, and we're over halfway through for most of the teams in the spring sports season, and we got the great weather here as well. Mother's Day weekend coming up here, or here, actually, Mother's Day tomorrow as we talk on Saturday. And before I ask you about some play, athletes and teams and games and stuff, I just want to get your take on, I've been trying to get over to see Frazier Field in the last few days, and I have not seen the new turf infield and outfield, but you have. So tell us, what does it look like?
It is beautiful, Bill. I mean, what they've done, just the whole facilities team and production team over there, hats off to them. Really impressive. And I tell you what, it's every high school kid's dream, just because there's the fence, it's almost like an MLB-esque crowd behind them in terms of how the seating is. It wraps around the whole thing. The press box was nice. I mean, for the fans listening, parking was totally fine. And I just think overall it was a pleasure to watch Tech versus Kip. We covered them last week. And then Classical versus English, both were a blast. One was during the day in the sun. One was at night, and both were a blast. It didn't matter. And I'm excited for the Navigators there this summer as well.
But I understand, Joey, that the lights went out on the Classical English game on Thursday night. They had to complete it. Classical won the game the next day, I guess. But that had nothing to do with the turf, though, I wouldn't think.
No, I've been there. I'm sure we all have when you get a new project. And it, I guess we're just getting the kinks out of the way.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's related. But all right. But again, turf, electricity seems like two different things to me. You were at a baseball game today, being Saturday as we talk here, Joey, and that was Linfield. So give us an update on what you saw today, and then I want to talk about one of those Linfield players. But you take it from here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had the pleasure to watch Linfield's baseball team put on a really complete performance today. It was a nice 11 a.m. game in Newburyport. Sunny, beautiful. I was right behind home plate watching it. And Linfield played small ball. They really advanced the runners, tagged, and I mean, a handful of players got hits and registered RBI. The final score was 9-2 in favor of the visiting Pioneers. And I talked to Coach O'Brien. He was very happy with John O'Brien, that is. He was very happy with his team's energy level, his hitting. And I think Linfield, they're 11-3 now. So Linfield's going to be a team to watch in the state tournament, Bill, for sure.
Joey, tell me about Joey Gentile. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but he's like a standout athlete, not just in baseball, but in other sports there as well. And can you give him a shout out? Tell me more about him.
Absolutely. He's a great kid too. And so he was a phenomenal soccer player, a phenomenal basketball player, and a phenomenal center fielder right now. There's really not much he can't do. And today, it's funny you say that, he had two robberies in the outfield that just made even the Newburyport fans were like, oh my goodness, who is this? And O'Brien said, his coach told me that he thinks he's the best outfielder in the Cape Ann League. He said, in my opinion, of course. But, no, in the end, Gentile is a lot of fun, and he hits, too. Oh, my gosh, he had two hits today, a single and a double. And something tells me he might be an item all-star in all three sports, Bill. basketball, soccer, and baseball, if he keeps it up.
Do you guys give out like a triple crown award there? I mean, three sports. I mean, that sounds pretty close. I mean, he's some kind of a triple crown award, whatever. Hat trick, we'll figure it out here. You mentioned Tech and Kip baseball just a moment ago. And you know, obviously we don't talk a lot about Tech or Kip baseball, but tell me more about those two teams. How are they doing? Obviously, the football team at Kip had a great fall this past year and so on.
Yeah, so Kip, it's a kind of a rebuilding year under Coach James Rabbit, the same coach as the football team. And They have one win, but they work really hard, and they're very, very young. It's, you know, a lot of coaches say that, but they're truly in a rebuild phase. Lynn Tech hovering around 500. But I had the pleasure, they've played since then, and Tech beat them quite easily. But when I went, it was 2-1 in favor of Tech, and Kip was ahead 1-0 the entire game. Freshman on the Kip Panthers, Jendal Diaz, he went all 7-9 strikeouts and allowed just 5 hits. And then Will McCafferty of Lynn Tech, he stole the show because he had the winning run, but he also threw a complete game. So it's like, I mean, can you ask for anything more as a high school athlete? Probably not. And that was a blast to watch. And both coaches, Rabbit and Eddie Lewis, both great guys, both awesome, both very proud. They were talking to each other after the game. And, you know, like Lynn itself, you know, the camaraderie was good, and it was a fun time for sure.
Yeah, it's great, and it's great to hear these stories too. And whether I talk to a coach or writers, to hear some of these great performances, and then also to hear that some of these guys are just great kids and so on. And we've had a number of those interviews up on our website here, and the great stories, Joey. All right, here we go. We got the Celtics tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 Sunday afternoon, Big Mother's Day, Game 7, if you will. Mothers must love that, by the way. But some are sports fans, obviously. But Joey, what I mean, is it just come down to Jason Tatum, or what do you think?
Yeah, you said it right. I hate to say that it comes down to one player, because there's 5 players on a team and 10 on the court. So I hate to say that, but just look at when he keeps on rolling in these fourth quarters, but plays, you know, beyond poorly for his standards in the first 3 quarters, or really anyone's standards, you know, 0-5 or 0-7 to start several games of this series now. But how awesome was that when he took over in the fourth quarter the other night, 16 points in the fourth, while Philadelphia itself had only 13. That was a blast to watch. And I tell you what, if he comes out and makes a few jumpers in the first quarter, I'd say it's over. I really would. And then with Boston winning and advancing to face Miami, and then if he's not cooking, yeah, it'll be a toss-up that I might lean towards Philadelphia. But if you're asking me for a prediction, I'm going to go with the Celtics. I'm going to say about a 8 or 9 point win. I'm not a homer at all, I promise.
I look at that last game, Joey, and I think that, you know, it was a low final score. And, I mean, certainly the Celtic defense throughout that game was not bad. You know, I mean, Tatum just couldn't hit shots. I mean, there was a lot of 0-4s there in that first half, into the third quarter, through the third quarter, whatever, into the fourth quarter. But, you know, it just seemed like they should, and they were up comfortably from time to time in the game. But if they hit a few more shots, you know, that it would have been a margin, you know, a bigger margin. But I just think if they know now how to defend Philadelphia, this will be, I totally agree with you that they should get the W tomorrow, but who knows?
I really hope so, because we just had the heartbreak with the Bruins last time we talked. I said they're going to win the Stanley Cup. That didn't happen. Even if the Celtics don't win at all, another few weeks, if they advance to the next round, is always fun to watch. So I'm definitely going to be cheering for the green tomorrow. And can I just add that I kind of miss when the Celtics wore white at home. I always liked the white at the TD Garden thing, but I guess they wear green at home now, so go green.
Yeah, what is up with that? You know, I'll be honest with you. I do not watch a lot of the Bruins or Celtics during the regular season. Not that I don't watch them, but I'm just saying I don't watch a lot of them. You know, I'm doing other stuff, covering the high schools or whatever. But I when did this happen? You know, when did we switch uniforms? The home team used to have white, and now all the sports are different. I mean, I can't figure that out. You know,
it's almost too much sometimes. I'm seeing a bright blue team face a bright green team, and what the heck is going on? But yeah, I'm old school. I like the whites, especially the Celtics. It's such a classic uniform, but I want to say that happened around when I was in high school. A lot of teams started to go alternate with black and gray third jerseys or whatever, and then I think it just took off. So, you know, I guess if they win, I'll forgive Celtics.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I can live with that change. I'm fine with it, but You know, I can't be too old school all the time, but whatever. All right, Joey, anything else you want to share with us that anything ahead this week or anything I might not have asked you about that you want to drop in?
Yeah, I'll just quickly say, you know, some players off the top of my head who are going to be really fun to either watch around the state tournament or the rest of the regular season. Abby Betancourt threw another perfect game yesterday for Peabody softball. Anna Fringuelli does the same thing for St. Mary's on offense and defense. She's fantastic. Over at Linfield Boys Lacrosse, James Sharkey's a ton of fun. Jack Kalishman's been out for them, but he's a ton of fun earlier in the season. So those are just, Stephen DeFilippo of the Lynn Jets lacrosse team. He's a lot of fun to watch. Very skilled, great shooter. Those are just some thoughts of mine.
But, yeah. Great. Well, thanks for those names and those stories behind the names as well. But Joey, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Bill, anytime, very soon.
You got it. Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn here on MSONewsSports.com.